The space back here shrunk since this morning. Well, let me ask you a question that I won't take the time to let you answer, but you can think of the answer. Why do you come to the Lord's table today? What is it that you are celebrating when you come to the Lord's table? Jesus said, when we come to the table, when we take the bread and when we take the cup, when we eat and drink, we do so in remembrance of Him. Thank you, brother. Of course, as the rest of the New Testament teaches, Jesus Christ is Himself in His person and in His work. He is the pinnacle of the revelation of God. He is the high point of the revelation of God, of God displaying Himself, of God's own character. So when we come to the table to remember Christ, when we reflect on the cross of Jesus Christ, we are remembering the character of God. Which of course begs the question, what is God like? What is the character of God? If you were to take an opinion poll of people walking down the street today, you would probably get all kinds of things, some closer to truth than others. But I would imagine that near the top of the list would be things like compassion, forgiveness, love, mercy, which are all true. All things that the Lord delights to display, parts of His character. But of course, as we want to reflect on the character of God, as we want to know God, we don't look to public opinion polls, but to the Word of God, to the Scriptures. And so we look this afternoon at Psalm 7. If you have your Bible, you can look at Psalm 7. In just these few moments, as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table, I want to center our thoughts on this. Psalm 7 and verse 11 says this: God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation every day. Now that's not popular in our culture. To think of God in terms of being a righteous, uncompromising, holy judge who demands perfection with no exceptions. Nor is it popular to think of God as one who feels indignation, wrath, anger, because of sin. Now, we've been faced with the question several times over the past few months of whether we love Christ, whether we love God because of who He is or because of what He does for us. And may I suggest this is an excellent test for your heart. When you think of God, when you put together your whole conception of God, and you think of God as a righteous, uncompromising, ultimately holy judge who feels wrath against sin, do you delight in that God? Or do we shrink back from that? Would we prefer a God who does what we would feel more comfortable with? God is the righteous judge, but He is more than a cold, analytical, detached judge that just looks at the facts and evaluates the facts. The Scriptures tell us He is a righteous judge who feels indignation. Why does He feel indignation. Because sin is a rejection of His rule and an affirmation of our greater love for the created things than for the Creator who gave them to us. We deny by our actions that there is greater joy in God than there is in our passions, in the things of the world. We choose our sin over God. God feels our rejection of Him in favor of our sin, and His response is indignation. How often does God feel this indignation? How often do you sin? Is how often His wrath, His anger is kindled. So the Scriptures tell us every day. How does God respond to sin? Look at the next couple of verses, verse 12. If a man does not repent, God will whet His sword. He has bent and readied His bow. He has prepared for him His deadly weapons, making His arrows fiery shafts. This God, who is a righteous judge, will exact justice and will act on His wrath against sin. Do you get the picture? He is God preparing for war. He is against the one who sins and does not repent. He is prepared to take judicial action. The penalty for sin is death. So why do we come to the table today? Well, we come to celebrate the character of God. We come to celebrate the fact that God has acted on His righteous indignation. Because He is a holy judge. So Paul could write these words in Romans chapter 3. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are made righteous by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward to bear His wrath by giving His life in our place, which is a gift to be received by faith. Why would God do this? Why would He put forward Christ to bear the wrath that we deserved? Why would He bear His wrath on Christ? Paul says, it was to show. It was for this purpose that God bore His wrath on Christ. To show God's righteousness. That He is a righteous, uncompromising judge who will exact justice. It was to show His righteousness because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. Lest anyone should think, well, God didn't demand justice for David's sins or for Abraham's or Moses' sins. Because God had passed over these sins in His divine forbearance, His patience, now He puts forward Christ to say, not a sin is forgotten. Not one single sin goes unpunished. But My wrath is borne on Jesus Christ, so that all might know that I am a righteous judge. So Paul continues, it was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be righteous and the one who makes us righteous through faith in Jesus. What do we celebrate when we come to the table today? God has shown Himself to be righteous, uncompromisingly holy. He has whet His sword and He has wielded it. He has bent His bow and readied His arrows, taken aim and fired. His deadly weapons were prepared and sunk into the flesh of Christ, who loved me and gave Himself for me. God has justified Himself in justifying us. He's vindicated Himself against any charge of unrighteousness by punishing Christ instead of all those who have faith in Christ. So we come to the table to celebrate that the one who was once indignant against us, His wrath has now been propitiated. It's been turned away. It was borne on Jesus. All the wrath that was stored up, every day of my miserable existence when I continue to sin after sin after sin and God's wrath piles up and piles up and piles up. All of it placed on my substitute, my sacrifice, Jesus Christ. And that's why we celebrate. God's righteousness and His wrath have been fully revealed in the cross of Christ, which we now remember as we come to the table. So, if you are not a Christian, do not take the bread when we pass it. And do not take the cup when we pass it. But rather, let it pass you by. Watch as it goes by, and watch as the Christians around you eat it. Because as they eat, they bear testimony to you that God will exact justice. God demands death as penalty for sins. And what David spoke of God's wrath 1,000 years before Christ would come, was fulfilled on that day when Christ hung on the cross for 3 hours. If it was proven to be true that God bears His wrath for sins, that was proven to be true in Christ, what makes you think that you will escape? If you are a Christian, we want you to come to this table with us and proclaim as you eat and proclaim as you drink that His death was your death to sin and His life is your life to God. You are united with Christ. All of God's wrath against our sins poured out on our substitute, because God has shown Himself to be who He said He was, a holy and righteous judge. So we remember Christ, who bore our wrath and took our place, and we proclaim our faith in Him as we take of His body and His blood together. And we glory in the thought that God, who is a righteous judge, who demands a perfect righteousness from you, has supplied it in His Son. Let's pray. Father, we rejoice that though at one time we were full of fear at the thought of your holiness, now, by the body and blood of Christ, by His death on our behalf, we can come. We have access to your throne room, and we can rejoice that you are a holy God, a righteous God who will not compromise, because we have seen your wisdom and your glory and your righteousness and your justice when you provided Christ for us to be the propitiation for our sins. Cause our love and our estimation of Christ to increase as we worship you now. We pray in His name. Amen.